That's Jed Sloan, Tennessee Jed, deadliest man with a rifle ever to ride the Western Plains. Brought to you transcribed by the bakers of enriched tip-top bread. Looks like every plan to keep the Circle S from going broke has failed. First, hoof and mouth disease strikes every single head of cattle. Then neighboring ranchers demanded that Cook Stove prevent the disease from spreading by killing every animal and burning the bodies. Banker John Anderson demanded payment of $2,000, which Cook Stove owed the bank, but did agree to extend the loan 30 days before taking over the ranch if payment is not forthcoming. For the moment, though, Cook Stove thinks he has a plan whereby the ranch may be saved, which he is explaining to Tennessee and Sandy.
Simple as striking a match. They ain't a dime owed on the Circle S. We'll slap a mortgage on her, restock the range, rebuild the ranch house, throw together some makeshift furniture till we can get cattle to market. What's the matter? How come you two looking at me like that?
Now, listen, good Cook Stove. But you're forgetting one thing.
What's that?
You'd have to mortgage the Circle S to John Anderson's bank. And if and we don't meet that $2,000 note for 30 days is up, the bank takes over the Circle S without advancing you 1 cent.
I'm afraid Tennessee's right, Cook Stove.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Never thought of that.
Better eat this here food, Miss Sandy. You'll feel better.
Oh, thank you, Tennessee. It does look good. Where are Rod and Jose?
Out back, pitching horseshoes, ma'am.
Will you tell them I'm awake, please? I've barely spoken to them since we got back.
Sure thing, Miss Sandy. And Cook Stove.
Yeah, Tennessee.
Don't fret too much yet. We'll figure a way out of this here mess somehow.
Of course we will, Cook Stove. It just takes time.
That's what we got so little of, Sandy. 30 days ain't much time.
Here comes Sheriff Jackson, Cook Stove.
I got troubles enough without listening to that old goat bleat. What you reckon he wants?
Suppose you find out whilst I send Rod and Jose in to visit with Miss Sandy.
I'll be right outside if you want me, Sandy.
All right, Cook Stove.
Oh, howdy, Cook Stove.
Howdy, Sheriff. Reckon your prisoners is safe with you gone?
Of course, Cook Stove. Snake Eddards, Bat Mason, and Bart Masters is harmless as a newborn calf.
Well, they better be, Sheriff. Since I ain't been able to settle with them in gun smoke, I'm sure gonna have my say in court.
I know how you feel, Cook Stove. I was sure powerful sorry to hear about Hoof and Mouth striking your beef.
What sympathy that brought you out here, Sheriff? What is it?
I hate to say this, Cook Stove, knowing all the trouble you've been through lately, but, well, you're going to have to be present at the trial of Snake, Bat, and Bart.
Confound your meddling soul, Jackson. Well, you know I can't be gallivanting all over the county with things like they is here at the ranch.
I know, Cook Stove, and, well, I sure hate to tell you, but shucks.
Howdy, Sheriff. What brings you out to the Circle A?
Howdy, Tennessee.
This local lawman wants I should show up in court.
I hate to take up Cook Stove's time, Tennessee. Honest, I do. But you and Cook Stove is principal witnesses against the three defendants.
You can prove charges without Cook Stove, Sheriff. He's needed round the Circle S worse than ever now.
Well, I know Cook Stove's had trouble, Tennessee, but well, he's got to appear against them three as caused most of it. Bat, Bart, and Snake. Matter of fact, everybody concerned should show up.
It'll have to be me and Cook Stove first, Sheriff.
Dad Byrne right. If and you're thinking of Sandy.
Her and Rod and Jose, Cook Stove. We ought to get testimony from them all.
Forget about Miss Sandy, Sheriff. She's too weak from being trapped in that cave.
Well, reckon we can get her testimony later. But the rest of you gotta come.
Not Rod and Jose. They staying here and looking after Sandy.
I don't want to cause you no more trouble than I have to, Cook Stove. Rod and Jose can stay, but you and Tennessee has got to go back with me.
The one thing worse than a long, long drought is cattle stricken with hoof and mouth. Though we should stay and give Sandy support, cook stove and me are ordered off to port.
So the salvation of the Circle S will have to wait until Tennessee and cook stove appear in court against the very men who are responsible for so much of the trouble which has befallen the ranch. We'll see what takes place at court in Sonora in just 75 seconds. Next time you're sent to the store for eats, you can think of yourself as being on an important mission. Yes, sir, for just like a cook at a roundup whose duty it is to rustle up the chow for his outfit, you've a big responsibility, too. A lot depends on the food you and your family get. For best of health, personally see to it your outfit gets fresh fruit, vegetables, milk, and eggs. And for a really swell energy food, bring them today's better bread. Yes, enrich Tip Top. The lowdown is, Tip Top gives you more energy per ounce than most meats. And it's enriched, too, with vitamins and food iron. And gang, folks who've tried this creamy, smooth loaf know it's the top-notch brand for eating goodness. Your mother, too, will go all out for it soon as she sees Tip Top's finer texture. Discover in person how easily Tip Top spreads, how evenly it toasts, golden brown all over. Introduce your outfit to a loaf tonight. It's the enriched bread in the red star end wrapper. Look for the stars for Tip Top bread.
The one thing worse than a long, long drought is cattle stricken with hoof and mouth. Though we should stay and give Sandy support, cook stove and me are ordered off to court.
Having left Rod and Jose behind to watch over the rapidly recovering Sandy, Tennessee and cook stove are just entering the courtroom in Sonora, where Bart Masters, Snake Edwards, and Bat Mason are to be tried. Court is to convene shortly in the room in which they find Sheriff Jackson talking with Professor McQuell.
Well, cook stove in Tennessee, you made it, both of you.
Yeah, Sheriff, but neither of us is glad to be here, I can tell you that.
I take it, cook stove, this legal requirement of your person is not to your liking.
Listen, Lookwell, I got enough troubles without having to scratch deep to get your meaning. Lay it out plain.
Don't you get it, Cookstove? Professor said you ain't none too happy being ordered by the law to show up in court.
Sure glad somebody savvies Professor Lookwell's lingo.
Sounds plain as it reads, Sheriff Jackson. Though me, I could never string out them big words. Howsomever, I want the professor should know I'm mighty grateful to him for freeing them horses from out in that cave.
So happy to be of service, Tennessee. Though my services would have been of no value had I not been armed with your knowledge of the cave's interior.
Hear ye, hear ye! 14th District Court, State of Texas, Judge Frederick Bates Poseidon, now in session.
Court's in session, gents. Better get to your seat.
Here's three, Cookstove. You and me and the professor might as well sit together.
Bart Masters to stand! Bart Masters to stand!
That burn master sneaking hide. Hadn't been for him, the Circle S wouldn't be in the shape she's in.
Take it easy, Cookstove. The court'll straighten all this out.
You, Bart Masters, swear to tell the truth. Hold
that lying polecat truth. Never told the truth in his life.
Easy, Cookstove.
I won't take it easy, Tennessee. Circle S is about to go broke, and it's all Masters' fault. If it weren't for Masters in that witness chair there, the Circle S would be running as smooth as silk. It's his fault that Sandy come near dying. His fault two of my best cowpokes was dry gulched. It's all Masters' fault.
Sit down, Cookstove, and keep quiet.
I won't keep quiet. And I want everybody should know Masters for what he really is. This here whole court business is a farce. Because all this mess could have been settled a long time ago with gun smoke. Even now it ain't too late.
Put them guns up, Cookstove. Put them up, I say.
No, Tennessee.
Easiest way to end trouble is to get rid of the source. This here's your last chance, Masters. I'm throwing you one of these guns, and you better use it. Because this here's the end of the trail for one of us.
Cookstove, don't be a fool.
Catch one of these guns, Masters, and start smoking.
And Cookstove goes completely to pieces, throws one of his guns to Bart Masters, and invites Masters to shoot it out. Who wins? We'll find out more about that in 75 seconds. It's fun to guess how many beans are in a bottle, fun to guess which piece of a party cake holds the best flavor. But you don't have to guess when it comes to something as important as choosing your bread. Nobody does. And, neighbor, that's why more people today than ever before pick the bread with the stars on the wrapper. The stars are your guide to better bread, enriched tip-top. Here's how you can prove it for yourself. Latch on to a loaf of your own and compare it with any other. Take a sniff and see how that fresh, tempting aroma coaxes you to take a bite. Then take a second to feel tip-top. Man, it's smooth as butter, you'll say. Now taste enriched tip-top bread, and I'm betting you label it the most delicious bread you ever slipped between your teeth. It's really tip-top, and it's enriched for good health with B vitamins and food iron. Also brings you protein for muscles. Have a few slices with dinner tonight. Look for the red star end wrapper for enriched tip-top bread. Now, to learn what happened after Cookstove tossed one of his six guns to Bart Masters and invited Masters to shoot it out in the Sonora courthouse where Masters is on trial.
Let go my arm, Tennessee! You're spoiling my aim!
Lay off, Cookstove! Masters ain't even raised up that gun, you fool!
Let go my arm, I say! I'll cut Masters down!
No, you don't, Cookstove! Put up that gun!
Thank the saints for that, Tennessee! I knew someone was going to get killed when Cookstove started brandishing that weapon.
All right, Professor Luckwell. Cookstove won't be causing no more trouble for a while.
I sincerely hope not, Sheriff. I'm deathly afraid of gunplay.
Dead blast you, Tennessee. You're spoiling my aim. Kept me from settling the score with Masters there.
And a good thing Tennessee did, Cookstove. Masters never laid a finger on that gun you throwed him. Hadn't been for Tennessee spoiling your aim, you'd be guilty of cold-blooded murder.
And even that's too good for a skunk like Masters.
Just the same, Cookstove. The law don't sanction assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. You're under arrest. You done played your last card.
Poor Cookstove. Trouble is sure dogging his footsteps these days, isn't it, gang? As if it weren't enough to face that thought of the Circle S going broke, now the poor old rancher has been arrested and held by Sheriff Jackson. Don't miss the next thrilling chapter, gang, when the bakers of enriched tip-top bread present another transcribed adventure of... Tennessee Jet!
Be sure to tune in again Monday to WOR at 5:30 for another stirring adventure with Tennessee Jed, heard over this station each weekday, Monday through Friday. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.